Don't look at me. He said this shit.
I think our society is run by insane people for insane objects, objectives. And I think that's what I sussed when I was 16 and 12, way down the line. But I expressed it differently all through my life. It's the same thing I'm expressing all the time. But now I can put it into that sentence that I think we're being run by maniacs for maniacal ends, you know. If anybody can put on paper what our government and the American government, etc., and the Russian, Chinese, what they are actually trying to do, you know, and how, what they think they're doing, I'd be very pleased to know what they think they're doing. I think they're all insane, you know, but I'm liable to be put away as insane for expressing that. You know, that's what's insane about it.
Damn it, John Lennon was right all along. What's going on, you deplorables? Live stream is tomorrow. I had an awesome interview with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder and owner of Brighteon.com last night. You guys should see it in a couple days. As soon as he posts it, I'll let you guys have a listen. But just an awesome interview, man. Awesome guy. I still think about that one loser leaving me a comment one day saying, "No, Mike is controlled opposition." I said, "How? He's like the nicest guy in the world." Like, no way. But you guys will see that interview when it airs. Besides that, guys, make sure everybody that wants to be and the live streams, make sure you go to Telegram, you go to @PatriotClubBot, you sign up, become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. This way you could be in the live, interactive, just awesome live streams, man, all around. And just make sure you're subscribed on, you know, Dr. Patriot on Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute, you know the deal. If you guys want to help support me on Locals, feel free. Where do I want to start? You know what? I'll start with the most unbelievable shit I've ever seen in my life. You ever had somebody thank you for enriching the people that control you because you're too much of a weak, pathetic, spineless, soulless, satanic piece of dog shit that you would destroy and kill your own people? And they thanked you for letting them do this. They said, "Hey, man, thank you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch this shit."
You, President Biden, you are the first president of the United States in a very long time that has not built not even 1 meter of wall. And that, we thank you for that, sir.
Did you hear that, guys? Thank you, Joe Biden, for not building 1 meter of wall. We thank you for that. You know, now you make it so much easier for the cartels and the CIA to just traffic the fentanyl and traffic the humans and murder the children and pimp them out for sex. You made our lives so much better. You know what was so good, Mr. Biden? It was so awesome that you told Border Patrol, "Hey man, stand down. Just let them come in. It doesn't matter. Don't ask them any questions. Just take their names, give them some cash on a debit card, a phone, and just tell them, go on, man, by all means. Go anywhere you want. In fact, we'll fly you there. On taxpayer dime, of course. But don't worry about it, Mr. Biden. We thank you for that." Like, am I the only one that's fucking going insane here? Like, seriously. Did you just hear that bullshit? Thank you for not building a border wall. You just made our job so much easier. Now we could kill more Americans with fentanyl and get them addicted to heroin. Sure, thank you for that. Am I fucking going crazy, man? Or is that not the most disrespectful shit you've ever heard in your entire life? Thank you for allowing me to fucking destroy your country and your people. Thank you for that, Joe. That was great on your end. Yeah, Joe, you know what? We actually admire how little of a shit you give about American citizens. I mean, you're supposed to be their president, right? Who knows what the fuck that is down there for? All we know, that's either green screen or they just sent one of their fucking mask-wearing clones. Who knows? But be that as it may, that's exactly how Mexico feels. Leave it all wide open. You don't want to open up your borders to us? What are you, a racist? Come on, man. You know how many children we need to traffic and sell and use in these ritualistic satanic sacrifices? Come on, that's some good adrenochrome. We need to get that shit across the border, Joe. Thank God you're helping us do it. The last guy, he was an asshole. He turned everybody back. But you, Joe, you just welcome us with open arms. You get the gist? This is fucking insane. This is insanity on a massive scale. And the fact that we are not all outraged by that. What the fuck happened to us as a people, as Americans? What happened to all that pride we were supposed to have? I'm American, man! I'm American! What happened to all that? Now we just let our government fuck us every single day. Lie to us. Oh, God. And here's the new scam. Don't believe it. Nothing's gonna happen. You got one snake talking to another snake. Two reptiles communicating on camera, making a bunch of promises that will never fucking happen.
Let's focus on the investigation part. Jim Jordan in appropriations. Then we got James Comer. They'll both be joining us tonight.
Yes.
And he'll be looking into the Biden family syndicate. We know, everybody in this room knows one thing, that Joe Biden lied. When Joe Biden said not one time did he ever talk to his son Hunter about his foreign business dealings, we have photographic evidence and evidence of meetings that had taken place and witnesses that will attest to such.
We've got documents that they denied us until we're in the majority. Do you think the president, more than 40 years of being elected, why do you think he finally went to the border? Because we were sworn in. He knows what's coming. You've got to secure your border. And we're going to use every power we have to make sure we protect this country and look out for the American taxpayer.
First of all, Kevin, no, you're not. Stop lying. You just saw Biden go down there and get a metaphorical blowjob from the president of Mexico, that shitbag. This guy's completely controlled by the cartel. They govern out of total fear. The cartels decide who the president is. The hell was that? Hang on, guys. I just heard some weird sound in the other room. Let me see if it's Snowy fucking around. Hang on. Snowy, man. I'm sorry about that, guys. Always messing with stuff. I hear like a boom. Snowy's in the girl's bathroom, knocking over shit. Anyway, what was I saying now? Oh, yeah, Biden is down in Mexico. Get a metaphorical blowjob from the president of Mexico. While Kevin McCarthy, who is a snake, I gave him his credit when, you know, they said to the 87,000 new IRS agents. I gave him his credit for that one. But as far as securing our border, motherfucker, you are a part of the swamp. And Sean Hannity, man, the fact that I ever said a nice thing about you, you piece of shit. All swamp creatures. And you wonder why Tucker completely dominates. Even now, he'll still do it on the show, I'm sure, even though I haven't watched the fucker in months. Hannity always talks about the deep state. Tucker really doesn't talk about that shit that much. He doesn't use that language. But Tucker also does not walk around with a CIA pin. Hannity does. And maybe he's okay to talk about the deep state because he's a part of it. Oh, shit. Unbelievable, guys. Ah, damn. I'm sorry, guys, because Snowy completely just knocked me off my train of thought. I was like, what the hell? Not to mention, they're liars. Absolute liars. In fact, they could pull off one of the biggest scams the biggest scams. And even when we're like, wait a minute, that's bullshit, man. That never really happened. Even when we're saying that, they're like, shut up, bigot. Believe it. Watch.
What the fuck?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to be that guy that was supposed to be a corpse in a body bag, you know, because he died from COVID, but he was still smoking a cigarette. Yeah, I was trying to be him. Remember I bought that shit to you, like, what, a year ago? He's supposed to be a dead body, but he needs his cigarette break between takes. I wonder how much money these people got from this. I wonder what type of non-disclosure agreements they had to sign. Worst thing in America, folks. No, not America. The whole world. Great reset. Lockdown. Shut up, put on your mask, and don't ask any questions, racist. Unbelievable. And everybody just fucking fell for it. That's why, you know, we... another thing that Mike and I spoke about, even though I think we kind of did that off, you know... after our interview. But it's like, how do people still believe this shit? You know? How do they believe it? They'll lie to you and tell you anything. Remember the oldest one? The sky is falling. Holy shit! They'll actually believe it. Unbelievable. Now, this one right here enraged me. Because, it's like any parent that would make their child do something like this for TikTok. I think they should be ashamed of themselves. But you know what? You watch it and you see what I'm talking about.
No, for you.
What?
I'll let you say one bad word without getting in trouble.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Only one.
And to let everyone in this world to know that I am going to have... first time in the world cussing, posted on TikTok. Then everyone would know that this is my first time cussing, and I really appreciate this moment. Fuck you, Joe Biden!
Bitch, I'm a boss! I'm a boss! Bitch, I'm-
For TikTok, I'm gonna have my child degrade himself on camera for the world to see. Just because I don't like Joe Biden. First of all, my kids will remain innocent, always. They know damn well they're not allowed to use bad language. But it's okay. As long as you're doing it for TikTok and you're on the right side of the political spectrum, it's okay. We're just supposed to say, yeah, that kid is a badass. No. What are you teaching your child? The hell is wrong with you? I don't know. Also, I didn't know that Morgan Freeman was a fucking pedophile. Or did I?
Eight women are accusing actor Morgan Freeman of inappropriate behavior and harassment. The women allege they were subject to unwanted touching and comments.
Morgan Freeman should be exposed for what he's done. He had an inappropriate relationship with his step-granddaughter. Morgan raised this little girl, and once she became 18, he preyed on her. Morgan Freeman adopted Dina while he was married to Jeanette.
7-year-old Adina Hines is the granddaughter of Morgan's first wife, but she was raised by Morgan and his second wife, Myrna. Myrna apparently filed for divorce last August. Just a few weeks before that, Freeman was seen at the Dark Knight premiere with Adina, where witnesses said the two looked unusually close.
Once Freeman's wife found out about the secret affair, she filed for divorce, and now the Inquirer is claiming that once proceedings go through, he and Hines are set to wed, along with countless other newspapers. What it was when this began, apparently, 62-year-old with a 17-year-old.
Close to the family tells the Mag that when Adina was a teenager, she told Myrna that Morgan attempted to have sex with her. Myrna confronted Morgan and he agreed to leave Adina alone, but the relationship continued for years. The alleged affair is reportedly what caused Myrna to file for divorce after 25 years of marriage. The source says Morgan is trying desperately to keep his divorce out of open court so all the shameful facts won't become public.
Adina Hines, Morgan Freeman's beloved granddaughter, often walked the red carpet at his side. She even told Inside Edition how good he looked.
I'm a fashionable guy, he doesn't have to worry about it.
Morgan Freeman's step-granddaughter is found stabbed to death outside her New York City apartment, and police say her boyfriend is the killer.
I heard the guy say something about devil be gone or Jesus and God, and I said, uh-oh.
He was like kneeling over her, screaming about God has arisen. I mean, he was totally off the ranch.
Lamar's lawyer, Beth, said in court that Adina had told Lamar and others that her grandfather engaged in a sexually inappropriate relationship with her. This is damning information.
She says Morgan Freeman molested her and he caused this. He did this. Lamar Davenport's mother yelled to reporters as she was ushered out of the courtroom.
You see how that works? They mocked the guy because he was invoking Jesus Christ to try and get the demon out of her, which I don't blame the girl. That girl was probably being molested since way before she was a teenager. Then she ends up dead. Who knows what he had her involved in? Think about it. That woman was married to him for 25 years and then all of a sudden said, nope, I'm filing for divorce. What do you think would trigger something like that? What do you think? He woke up one morning and he fucking farted and she said, all right, that's it. I'm done. Or did she find out some really, really, really fucked up shit, which she already did already, and he agreed to leave her alone? What kind of wife does that, by the way? Well, okay, just don't molest her anymore. Okay? Do you promise? Pinky promise? And then he just goes and does it. This world's sick, man. Like John Lennon said, we are controlled by maniacs. Well, I'm not controlled, and I know you, well, you know, you guys that come here to you know, hear what I have to say, you guys aren't controlled either, even though I'm sure the FBI is looking too. Oh, man. One of my subscribers on Telegram, he created a meme, right? I'm sorry, guys. I didn't plan on this. I just thought of it, and I was like, I got to share it with you. Look at the meme. This is the FBI, and this is what they're looking at. Donovan is an idiot. This is what the FBI does all day. Now, to the top, obviously, you have me. Bottom left, you have our fucking awesome, awesome patriot, JB Rants. In the middle, you got Cosmic Vagrant. And Murph Dog, and Marky. Holy cow, they're watching you too, man. I'm sorry, guys, I have to share this with you because that's another thing we do on Telegram, guys. For those of you that are not on Telegram, we just make the craziest memes and they're funny as shit. But this one ain't too far from riding, okay? Because I'm pretty sure that the FBI is listening to us right now. I don't know where he gets this stuff from, man, but that is funny. They're watching all of us, people. You think that's a joke? See, the thing is, we're not committing any crimes. What? Speech is a crime? Is speech a crime? None of us commit crimes. We're not criminals. You don't like what I have to say? Fuck you. Get the hell off my channel. Why don't you go look into Antifa? Mr. FBI, NSA, and CIA. Why don't you go look into Antifa? Go look into BLM. Go look into how BLM spent their fucking money. Go investigate real crimes. Okay, now, see, there was a surgeon in Ohio, right? Somebody put this on my page and shared it with us. There was a surgeon in Ohio, but tell me right now okay, think about it. You're a surgeon, okay? Which means you're a doctor, you're a PhD. You pass the MCATs. You're good to go. But when you're in the middle of surgery, like you as the customer, client, whatever you want to call it, you go in for surgery and you find out that this is what's going on when you're passed out in the surgery room. Yeah, she lost her license, thank God. And rightfully so, man. Rightfully so. Let's go back to all of these heathens mocking Jesus just for a moment.
Donna on a cross. P. Diddy on a cross. Nas on a cross. DaBaby on a cross. Lil Dicky on a cross. Tupac on a cross. Lady Gaga with a nun outfit on that has an upside down cross. Katy Perry acting like she's burning in flames with a demon behind her with a cross on her chest. Lil Uzi Vert and Playboi Carti performing on stage with an upside down cross in back of them. Kendrick Lamar with a crown of thorns. SNL pretending to give a lap dance to Jesus. Lil Nas X with Satan. Lil Nas X with a Satan shoe where it has the verse Luke 10:18 on it where it talks about Satan falling like lightning. Megan Thee Stallion pretending to be a demon. How did we get to the point where demon time was cool? How do we get so separated from God that we forgot that there was a God? How can human beings get so blemished in their mind that they forget that there's eternity after this life? How can you be so numb? Why do all these people mock Christ? Because in the word of God, it says that the devil is the God of this world. So if the devil is the God of this world, then that means everything in this world is going to lead you away from God. The music that you listen to, the TV that you watch, is all getting more and more corrupt. It's like every artist that comes out has to be crazier than the prior artist that came out before. They continue making money off of people being fools. And the enemy laughs about it because many of you are being brainwashed and getting further and further away from God. They could talk about killing on the radio, killing on TV, all kind of sexual activity to brainwash you to take you further away from God. But the moment we start talking about God, we get banned. I've been banned 5 times for doing nothing but talking about truth and talking about God. Yet they don't mind putting half-naked women in your face and guys waving guns all around. What has the world come to? It's come to a world full of wickedness and a world that is getting further and further away from God. But the good thing about that is the more dark it gets, the more people are able to see the light that penetrates. So my voice and many other children of God's voices will be heard. Because in the midst of all the wickedness, in the midst of all the corrupt, people will begin to wake up and see that there's real evil that is surrounding them. And when you realize there is real evil, you realize that there is a real devil. And when you realize there is a real devil, you realize that there is a real God. And if you realize there is a real God, you know that there is really eternity. Get your eternity right. Get right with Christ. Seek the Lord. Find truth. It's time for light to take over, amen? The first shall be last and the last shall be first. I love you guys. God bless.
When are these people ever going to learn? So funny, we've been watching this garbage all our life, but in, you know, the past we were in the darkness. We didn't really understand. But you want to mock Jesus, dude. If you've ever mocked Jesus, get on your knees and repent. Okay? Just like all those people that talking about, well, it's really a demonic push. If you guys saw the second video I posted yesterday, it's really a demonic push. You know, an army of, well, they say hermaphrodites, but at the same time, which one? Is it Baal? Is it Moloch? Or is it, what's the one, You know, with the, I'm not going to do the hand symbol, but it has a, it's a goat head with tits. It's like a man, woman, hermaphrodite. You don't understand. Think, man. Look, things are going to get crazy. Just make sure. And like I always tell you guys this, keep Jesus close to you at all times, man. I don't care. I don't care if you're at work right now and you got to skip off to the bathroom real quick. Just go talk to him. Let him know that you haven't forgot him. Let him know that he's free to be in your life and in your heart, and just ask for his guidance every single day. I do. And he does. He's right in here right now with me. I give you a perfect example. I went to go drop the girls at school this morning, right? As I was approaching the school, I felt a little nying, nying, nying in the front of the car, right? Out of nowhere, some lady that works with Vivian comes up to the driver's side door. I wind down the window. I'm like, hey, good morning. She said, your tire's flat. I said, what? So I jumped out real quick and I looked and I was like, oh man, it is going flat, but it's not that bad. I said, all right, Vivian. All right, girls. I love you guys, all of you. I'll see you when you get home. Close the door. And I said, Jesus, please get me home safely. Bam! I'm home safely. And I have to drive at very high speeds because everybody else is doing damn near 70. I put on my hazards and I was doing about maybe 45, pissing everybody and backing me off. But the point is, I always make him a part of my day. That's the point. You know? So, I don't know. I'm not trying to tell you to be like me, but just make sure he knows that you're aware of him. That's the point. Okay, guys, I love you all. I'm gonna leave you guys with some comedy, with some grandpa. He's just too damn funny. But I love you guys. I'll see you on the live stream tomorrow. And God bless you all. All right, but let's laugh just a little bit.
I dated someone who, instead of breaking up with me, was like, "Let's not talk for 6 weeks and see if we miss each other." And I was like,
I wonder if he had the option to go out and hit the random Tinder hotties. Is that like Tinder sauce on the grill for friends? What do you think happened here?
Okay, sure. And then at the end of 6 weeks, we met up and I was like, I missed you. And they were like, I didn't. Breakup still on.
Relationships anymore, apparently. It's all just hooking up, friends with benefits, and never-ending talking right. Stages.
I think that's called strong, independent woman, right? Girl boss, all those talking points. That's what you get. You give it up, you celebrate being a transactional relationship, and then you wonder why it happened.
It's not at all what it used to be. Like, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes the baby and the baby carriage. No.
I will vouch for that. It has changed radically since I was in my 20s. And it's only changed for the better of the men, because they could be 50 and meet a 20-year-old and have kids. These women, it hasn't. They just become receptacles for Tinder grinder sauce.
First comes sex, then comes ghosting, then comes emotional trauma and trust issues. And then everybody does the opposite of what you're supposed to.
All right, you got to stop with the trauma. You're overdoing it. I can see being upset, but the trauma and everybody's got PTSD. Can we reserve that for people who actually have it? It gets a little bit rich.
So if they like someone, they don't tell them. If they want to be with them, they act like they don't. Everybody wants what they can't have, but then when they have it, they don't appreciate it, so they lose it. So then they'll fight to get it back, and then when they get it back, they don't really want it because they didn't really want it anyway. They just wanted.
At least two generations have been inundated with online shaborn videos, sexualized very young. And then you got these ladies, and I'm not saying her, but for example, who just give it up, 15-minute swipes. Why would you do anything different? It's the lowest form of
to get it back but not really have it. You feel me?
In my opinion, I feel like ghosting like doubled and tripled due to the dating apps, because if you are talking to so many different people at once and you're making all these different connections.
Yeah, it's easy to be drunk, sit on your phone, talking smack to a girl, and then you realize, I'm not that interested. That's what happens. I mean, let's be honest here. And they realize maybe they've been catfishing you. They're a fat dude who's 5'2". And their picture. So, of course, ghosting is a big thing. There's no commitment. There's no investment from either party. So you're going to spend a lot of time doing nothing.
Instead of letting someone know that you've connected with someone else more, they just drop you and move on to the next one.
Right, right.
So I just want to say to the people who are out there doing the ghosting that it literally takes 1 minute out of your life to just give someone an explanation. And I can get.
Okay, use the app for the initial meet and then FaceTime and then meet in real life. So don't waste any more time. You're spending way too much time to be ghosted by someone you've never met, like you're talking a lot. There's a month to go by, you're just chit-chatting. Stop it.
I guarantee you that most people would rather hear the truth.
On the dating sites, the men are still acting the same. The men are still taking no responsibility for their act.
Why would they change? If you can get it for free, there's five deep, and they've been taught this, been over-sexualized, and small children watching Schmorn Hub, why would they change? They've been trained this way. This is modern culture. It's independent, right? Burn the bras. Gotten worse.
Actions and the state of where they are in their singleness. This guy says, I'm looking at his profile and I'm like, you know, in the first message line where you can put a little caption, I'm one away from switching to the other team.
The guy sounds like he's funny. He's trolling, and she didn't have a sense of humor, so it's best she doesn't even interact with him because he's probably just joking, and I think I find it to be a funny joke, actually.
I don't think it's the that's making you want to switch to the what other team. It might be the D that's pulling you to the other side. So
she's overanalyzing this way too much. Classic woman move. Don't analyze it. The guy just wrote that to be funny and snarky. He's 30, but he's actually 15 in his brain. Move on.
With that statement being made, if you're bi, just say that. Nobody gives a shit over here. We love everybody regardless. It's okay.
So she's good with the monkeypox on the grill. This guy went to Pride Fest for the week, got railed, pox on the face. She's fine with that? I mean, real question.
Second thing, who uses the word on your profile? Okay, that's weird. That's weird. You could at least.
I think it's epic. I'm glad he trolled the shit out of everybody looking to meet him. He's one vag away from going to the D. I mean, perfect.
At least use punani, poom poom.
No.
Vajayjay. Lady bits. No. Kitty cat.
Barbie pouch. Coochie. Does that count?
Juice.
Wait, it's like Barbie cat pouch. Does that count?
Box. Meat wallet. Hot dog warmer. Hot pocket. Cherry pie. Love box.
The hell am I listening to? I haven't heard most of these. I thought Barbie pocket was stupid enough. These are great.
Cooter. Whatever! There's a million ways to say it without...
How about slash? Would that work? Vag? Would that work? Can you say that? I mean, is it a thing?
You know, making me think we're at the gynecologist when I'm on a dating app, okay? Just get it together. Get it together.
Absolutely not. The meaner you are to women like this, I hate to say it, but it's true, the more they'll like you. It's a chat effect, the gym guy effect, the ghosting effect. I don't think it's a way to do it, but there's a group like her that need it. Love it. Enjoy it.
And come back tomorrow, sir. What we really need is coaches to coach men on what to do.
Well, what these women need, most of them, is to talk to a man about men versus their girlfriends because they don't know. Like, you're not figuring out with men. You're getting the signals wrong. They're ghosting you. They're pumping and dumping you. So talk to another man. They'll explain how this works without hesitation. And not your gay friends. That don't count.
Websites. They need step-by-step instruction.